Me, it's time to get some local, national, and heavenly talk from the David Spoon Experience. Coming up next, right here on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station. God bless. Have a great rest of your afternoon and evening, and I'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned. David Spoon is next.
Get to JCPenney and celebrate savings at our Memorial Day sale. Save up to 35% with major appliance hot deals on your favorite brands like GE, Samsung, and LG. Plus, 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. GEG, Profile GE Cafe and Higher, limited to 10% off savings. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 5/17 to 6/7. Subject to credit approval. Must request a time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances. Details.
It's time to gear up for summer fun. The Ready to Ride sales event is here. Looking to ride the waves? Check out our selection of Sea-Doo watercraft. Want to tear up the trails? Shop our selection of Can-Am ATVs and side-by-sides. Or rev up for open-road adventures with the latest Spyder Roadsters. Stop in now and save up to $3,500 on your ultimate warm-weather adventure machines. Visit Fun Bike Center in San Diego. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Visit ready.gov/kids and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station, a service of Salem Media Group.
KPRZ, San Marcos, Poway, San Diego.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Hurry, get away. Also, we'll look at the see-through vision. Sounds a little bit like X-ray-ish. We're going to try and figure out what it means to not be lacking. And then we're going to close it out with not too pushy.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during this show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. By the way, it's my brother's birthday. That's a current event. Happy birthday, Billy. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. Oy vey. Did you see that? Oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's not television. It's just radio. It's not a newspaper. It's just radio. It's not the internet. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
A Muslim cleric is urging the group that governs international soccer to ban Christian players for making the sign of the cross after scoring a goal. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. A Muslim cleric from Saudi Arabia, Mohammed Al-Arefi, called on FIFA to prohibit players from tapping their stomach, chest, left shoulder, then right shoulder to make a cross. Al-Arefi, who is a professor of religion at King Saud University in Riyadh, posted the controversial call on Twitter to his 17.4 million followers, but he was quickly flooded with messages disagreeing with him. A number of people pointed out to the Muslim scholar that many players kneel and kiss the ground in celebration of a goal, mimicking the Islamic prayer. Alarefi wrote, "I've seen video clips of athletes, soccer players running, shooting, and when they win, they make the symbol of the cross on their chests, and my question is if FIFA's rules forbid this." While people from all religious backgrounds, including Christianity and Islam, responded to his views, many condemned the cleric, saying it incited division. This isn't the first attack on Christianity in world soccer. Recently, Real Madrid revealed that it will not feature the traditional Christian cross on clothing sold in some Middle East countries under a new regional deal. And in 2014, Real Madrid removed the Christian cross from its crest when used by its sponsor, the National Bank of Abu Dhabi. How would you describe your health care? The word affordable probably is not the first word that comes to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted healthcare option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through the kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Let's start this show off right. If you want to reach us, davidspoon at kprz.com. That is my email, just so you know, ahead of time in case I forget to do that for the next hour. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul. Sam is going to be on the show next hour. I already sent him a text and told him, don't forget, the studio's cold. Like, no problem. I'll bring a parka. You know, he's done the show so many times. But it's important to recognize that we keep it at about a crisp 67 degrees in here. For real. I mean, I keep it pretty low. And here's the key about Sam. If you're looking to do real estate with somebody that cares more about doing service unto the Lord than just profit, then you've got it going on in Sam the man. Zero question. Here's what I want you to understand. If you're buying or selling your house, Sam will take 25% of his gross commission and give that to whatever church or ministry you want. If you're a KPRZ listener listening to this, that's a great opportunity to give into different ministries. And Sam has had the opportunity to give into several ministries for multiple thousands of dollars. We think that's cool. If you're trying to sell your house and it needs some work, Sam will forward up to $25,000 so you can fix up your house. At the close of escrow, he takes the money back out, doesn't charge you any interest, solid again. The other part that's really good is if you need somebody to come out to the house and talk to you about what it's really worth. Because there's so many different markers that can determine what a house is worth. You want somebody who understands the system, understands what's going on in the trending, understands blood, sweat, and tears, and tender, loving care. And he will help you coordinate a price that's fair. Doesn't make you sign anything just to meet with you. So you're always welcome to go to thinksam.com. That's his website, thinksam.com. His phone number, 858-780-1-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. It's like Samba Bamama. It's like that Sam is the guy. So let's just make sure you... Samba Bamama is Sam's twin friend. You didn't know that? Anyway, let's make sure you understand that Tugboat Todd and I say, if it's not for you, and maybe it's for a friend, we say...
Send them to Sam.
What was that?
Send them to Sam.
You know, it sounds a little dark. I thought we were going to go a little high. This is like...
Send them to Sam.
Yeah, make that high next time. It feels a little dark. Anyway, send them to Sam, thinksam.com. There you go. All right, let's get into our very next sponsor, and then we'll get into our DDD. We got a lot of stuff going on. Big honor that we received a couple of big honors, not the least of which is Dr. Meg Meeker is going to be on our show coordinating their flights just so she can be on the show. That's very, really nice of them. Here is our segment called What's Bugging Me? Brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly. ecolatermite.com. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. So I think most people know by now I'm trying to eat better all the time because I'm not eating better all the time. And sometimes I eat really bad stuff. So my wife got me 100-calorie popcorn. 100-calorie pack. So you have it, and there's not a lot in it. Like, there's not a lot of butter or stuff like that. But Tugboat Todd and I were talking, and it's like, do you know what's really irritating about popcorn? And I think Tugboat Todd said it the best. The kernel doth lodgeth in the teetheth. That's what's so irritating about popcorn. Not how it tastes. I love that salty, like, flavoring on it. It's great. And I do like it with butter. Sorry. And I do like all the different, you know, things that they put on it, like garlic butter. I love that. That's just, oh my goodness, fantastic. But you get those little seedeth in the moutheth, and they get stuck in the teetheth. So Tugboat Todd asked me a question, and it's a valid question. It's like, well, how come they can't come up with a popcorn that's seedless like they do with watermelon? Aha! I just gave somebody a billion-dollar idea. But until they come up with that, that's what's bugging me. There you go. Hey, that was a good one, huh? Like that. All right, let's get into our DDD devotional diamond of the day. It's called Hurry, Get Away. Do we have a sound for this? Let's go. I said, get away. Gotta get away. Gotta get away. Now go, go, go. All right, Luke chapter 13, verses 31 through 33. See if you can catch this, because I didn't catch it the first 98 times I read it. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you. He replied, go tell that fox. I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must press on today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside of Jerusalem. Let's just nail this down quickly. When Jesus called Herod a fox, that was not a compliment. Oh, you can't call people names. Okay, well, tell Jesus, bad boy. Because he called Herod a fox, being a crafty, cunning, sly animal. Okay, I think you get what's going on there. But the Pharisees, and this is what you got to understand, they didn't like Jesus. Okay? The problem that Jesus had the first year of his ministry, everybody thought he was the greatest. But then he starts telling people deep truths, challenging truths to the traditions and to the spiritual government at play, because the Pharisees were much more powerful than just, let's say, a pastor. And there was a big problem between the Pharisees and Jesus. So the Pharisees came and said to Jesus, oh my goodness, Herod's going to kill you. Get away. Now, lest you misunderstand what's going on here, they didn't care if Herod would have killed Jesus. That was part of their plan anyway. But they were trying to scare Jesus to get him out of there. Leave, it's urgent. It was a scare tactic to get Jesus to leave. They didn't care about him. They just wanted him gone. Because he was messing up the system, challenging the morality, calling sin a sin. As it was then, my friends, so it is now. That title, Hurry, Get Away, that is not one that is given by the Pharisees to Jesus because of their great compassion. They want Jesus to disappear. And so they're trying to use anything they can to scare and intimidate and frighten and communicate some kind of threat until that person would leave or abandon. How is that different than what the world does to Christians today? I want you to think about that. How is it different than when the world challenges Christians and says, get out of here, go away, disappear. They do whatever they can to get Christians to get out of the situation, to have them be quiet, to leave the region, to disappear. Remember how deeply entrenched in politics was the movement that if anybody believed in Jesus, they couldn't bring that faith into their politics. And there was a social war. Guess what? That war has continued. It is the same war. And now what's taking place is Satan is using some of the political leaders and some of the media to silence the church. Hence, they do whatever they can to make people disappear whom they're not comfortable with. We talked about this the other day, Last Man Standing, getting such great ratings, the second highest sitcom in ABC, and everybody's going, no, it was just the money. The show was making money. It's just that the people decided that profit wasn't as important, which is amazing, as having everybody share the same message. They want everybody with a different message to disappear, literally off the air. Conservative ideas, Christian values, the world does not promote that and does whatever they can to remove it and to silence it. Guess what? You're a part of the group they want to silence. Do you need to get mad and throw things? No. You need to be aware of the warfare of Satan using people against you and the system of the world trying to silence you, and pray for strength to continually speak the truth, whether it's popular or not. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. When I was younger, so
much younger than today. More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
It was a very, very difficult time, and I had felt that I had been abandoned by God.
That's Lauren Green, chief religion correspondent for Fox News. Getting a job at Fox in 1996 was the pinnacle of her career, but Lauren was miserable.
I'm alone. I'm a single woman living alone in New York City, and my family's in Minnesota, and there are major changes going on in the work environment. I still had a job. I mean, I still had, you know, I said everything, but it was just not what I thought.
But when Lauren surrendered control of her life to Jesus Christ, her outlook changed.
And it finally dawned on me, and it was this revelation that God had been watching over me. He'd cried with me. He bore my pain. He's weeping with us and understanding. I know it hurts. I know it hurts, but it won't always hurt, and I'm here.
God cares about your pain, too. He's there for you. Learn more at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Oh, so much to tell you in so little time. That's what happens when you only have a two-hour show. Don't forget Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. It'll be Dr. Jeffress going to be our keynote speaker at our Pastor's Appreciation Lunch. That's going to be fantastic. Don't forget about half-price tuitions. You can go to kprz.com, click on the tuitions tab, pay 50% of what it would normally cost. No prices are elevated, same prices. 50% off what it would normally cost to get a private Christian education. Third thing to tell you, don't forget about crazyprice mall.com. I was just talking to somebody here at the station, and they're getting ready to put some additional restaurants on crazyprice mall.com. Pretty simple program. You get pretty much 50% off. You get a $100 gift certificate. You pay 50 bucks. Go for a real nice meal. It's only costing 50 bucks. Like, wow, great opportunity. We encourage you to check that out. Okay, that got that covered. I'm trying to see if they got that covered. Told you about, tell you about hisappointment.com. Church disappointment, his appointment. Don't forget that. Let's see, my son came in to visit from Philadelphia, so after the show today, I'm going to go home and get a chance to see him. That's nice. It's my brother's birthday. That's nice. I got most of my reports done for school. That's nice. I got most of my stuff done for work. That's nice. That's all I got. Okay, gotta go. No. All right, here we go. So we're going to do something called the see-through vision. The see-through vision. Some of you guys are not going to like this. I'm just going to, before we play the music, have you ever gone through the airport, like in the last 2 years, and then they have you put your hands up, like on your head, and then they do a little x-ray machine, and then they kind of check out your, that's like seeing through, right? Okay, remember that as we go forward. The see-through vision. What do we got?
Nah, don't try and pull a fast one on me. See, I can see right through you.
Well, why is that? Do I wear my emotions on my sleeve?
Quite simple, really. I've got x-ray vision.
Did you guys write that? Did you guys put that together? That's great. That is just great. Play that again. That is really good.
Nah, don't try and pull a fast one on me. See, I can see right through you.
Well, why is that? Do I wear my emotions on my sleeve?
Quite simple, really. I've got x-ray vision.
X-ray vision. All righty. That's close to an award winner right there. The see-through vision, Luke chapter 11. Verse 37 through 40. There's people out there going, just teach it. It's like, relax. Okay? You got to take a deep breath. There is so much rubbish going on around your ears. Take a deep breath. Right? You're not going to like this when I tell you this anyway. Luke chapter 11, verse 37 through 40. As Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee invited him to dine with him. So he went in and reclined at the table. But the Pharisee was astonished to see that Jesus did not first wash before the meal. Now then, said the Lord, you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools, did not the one who made the outside make the inside as well? Jesus started this whole revolution of hamartiology in the Sermon on the Mount, and hamartiology has to do with shooting an arrow at a target or throwing a spear at a target and missing. So there's some question as well as, can you miss more? Can you miss less? Okay, it's throwing something at a target and missing. Are you getting this part? It's the missing part. And typically, sin, in most people's understanding, has to do with external manifestations, external works, such as stealing, wounding or killing, adultery. You know, it's that type of thing that has to do with the outside. However, in the Ten Commandments, you see additional concepts with you're not allowed to have covetousness on your neighbor's anything, which means that on the inside, you can't be wanting something. So the Ten Commandments makes it clear that even though most people see sin externally, God does not see it that way. And what happened is Jesus goes in to relax after he's invited to dinner. And you know what Jesus doesn't do? He doesn't put on a tie, brush his hair back, put the deodorant on, brush his teeth. You know what he does? He sits down and relaxes. Somehow that became wrong in Christendom. I'm not sure when, but that's ridiculous. And so the guy's like, oh, I can't believe it. Jesus didn't even clean up. How could you not clean up? You're visiting. And so he responds and he does this unbelievable thing. He says, you know, there's an outside and an inside in people. And Jesus charged the Pharisees with trying to keep the outside clean, but making no attempt to get the inside clean. And there are many Christians who are listening to my voice right this second who absolutely know that they touch base with this because on the outside, they're pretty clean. But on the inside, maybe a little dirtier, maybe a little bit more polluted than they want to admit. And here's the thing you got to remember. We've talked about this on the show, that if you live 80 years, 365 days a year for 80 years, you will sin at a low point 292,000 times because every sin on the inside is the same count against you as the sin on the outside. Do you hear me? Every sin on the inside of you, even the ones you don't want to acknowledge, is the same on the outside. So those internal sins that you are fighting count against the tally. Both are on the books with God. Both are the same to God. So you don't show anybody your external sin, but what's going on in the inside is through God's x-ray machine, and it's still there. So don't try and act like, well, I don't have very many sins. I don't steal from people. I don't lie to people. I don't do all that stuff. But on the inside, if you're lying to people, on the inside, if you're committing adultery, on the inside, if your covetousness is towards your neighbor's anything, on the inside, if you're not honoring God first, it's a sin the same way as it would be on the outside. Jesus just blew the door off of her martyrology. Like, yeah, you're guilty on the inside, guilty on the outside. That's how this works. Oh, did you look at the woman to lust after her? That's the same as committing adultery, Jesus said. Uh-oh. Now you got a problem because everything on the internal is in the inventory on God's book. Now, are you forgiven in Jesus Christ? Yes. But you can't discount what's going on the inside. You're not allowed. Jesus won't let you. So if you know you got some dirt on the inside and you know other people don't know about it, which I have dirt on my inside other people don't know about, but God knows my dirt and I'm not going to try and hide it under a fake righteousness. I'm just going to throw myself that much more on the court and the mercy of the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ so I can continue in my relationship and fellowship and not foster a relationship with hidden sin. Is it in you? It's in you. It's there. It's in a book. God knows. But I'm not hurting anybody, Dave. If I do it inside of me, who can know? God. That's who can know. And you're still breaching the covenant to live your life in honor to the Lord. So you can fool the people around you, but you can't fool the guy that's got the x-ray vision. Because he sees right through it. Get it? Got it? Get rid of it. Got it? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere. All I am is all you.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The early church defenders of the faith often found themselves defending the faith against those who called themselves Christian. Sound familiar? This is Jim Garlow. A plague of heresies contaminated the early church, many calling themselves Christians, but proposing another gospel. One heretic claimed the God of the Old Testament was not the creator of the universe, but a fickle and lesser God. Apologists for the Christian faith stood firm in defending the faith in their writings and in many cases died for their defense. They helped guard the faith for us, no question. Their defense was scholarly, always courteous, and extremely forceful. And in doing so, they encouraged true believers to hold steady. We learn from history not only our mistakes, but in the case of the early church defenders of the faith, how to live courageously in a culture that ignores and denies the Word of God. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Equal housing lender. BRE number 01276087. MNLS number 236419. Not all applicants qualify. Loans made or arranged pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lenders Law.
Hello, good neighbor. Pat Boone here. If you're a homeowner 62 or over, a government-insured reverse mortgage may be the answer you've been looking for. Call my friend Kevin Lyons, president of Anchor Funding. Kevin? How you doing?
Great, Pat. We just helped some listeners with a new reverse mortgage. Now, they don't have to write that monthly check for that mortgage payment, and they got some money out to pay off bills and do a little bit of home improvement.
Thanks, Kevin. So, friend, if you're 62 years or older, call Kevin Lyons at Anchor Funding to learn more about how a government-insured reverse mortgage may work for you. Phone call's free, so why wait? Call now. 800-333-5157. 800-333-5157 or visit Kevin Lyons online at anchorfunding.net.
We hear the words fool and foolish often enough that it's easy to lose sight of their true meaning. A verse in the book of Proverbs makes it clear, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. In other words, a fool is a person who refuses to heed the moral advice of those who are wiser. A fool does what he wants in spite of the pain it causes him and others. From the Bible's perspective, the fool is a person who refuses to listen to God's counsel or warnings. But the wise person is the one who submits his reasoning to God. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's counsel on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. That is the new music for our good friend Sam Rasul. That is the Bullfighter song that Don Rickles used to come out to Johnny Carson in.
Wow.
And we have assigned that to you.
I'm not sure what to make of that.
I know, you can't. You got to really think about that. You got to process through that one because it's such a different approach to the things that we do. First of all, most people heard us. I don't know if you had a chance to hear us as we were driving in, but we did our famous Send Them to Sam kind of thing.
I loved it.
That's a great kind of thing that's working good. ThinkSam.com.
That bug you, the popcorn. I heard it all.
Is that good?
No, it's good.
It's good. It's like, you know, seedless watermelon.
Yep, I got you.
Seedless popcorn.
Good idea.
I mean, come on, we're in there.
Stay in radio.
All right. Stay in radio. That is radio. Oh, wait, that's a good point. Thanks.
Thank
all right, here we go. So let's talk to Sam. So Sam came in, and he was supposed to actually come in at 2:30, do a recording, and then he was going to come on at 3:07. But Sam is now what we really call him, you know, a one-take Ollie. He just gets in there, and boom, one take done. So he got in. He did his take. He's over. You just cut a new commercial on with Cameron.
I did.
What was the commercial about before we get to hear it on the air? What were you talking
about? Yeah, so it's really simple. You know, I just did a quick little thing about the real estate bubble because a lot of people are asking me, Are we in a real estate bubble? Are we in a real estate bubble? And it's, I keep hearing this from people, and my answer to them is what the commercial is about. It's the answer is, well, number one, I don't know. Right, that's
well,
me.
Well, that's very revelatory, right?
Thank
there.
<you. laughs> But number two, no one knows.
Ah,
however,
interesting.
Here's what we do know, and this is what the commercial is all about. It's here's what we do know. Home prices go up, home prices come down, and we do know that right now home prices are way, way up. I mean,
way up.
I mean, we have pushed up really hard in the last 5 months, and we've been pushing up for the last, we've been grinding higher for the last 3, 4, 5, 6 years, David, and now we've really pushed up a lot. So the answer to that question is, well, we probably could be in a potential corrective mode. I don't like the word bubbles because they tend to get people weirded out. Just, hey, look, home prices go up, home prices go down. If they've gone up for a long time, there's a good chance they might come down or at least go stable. So that means if you're thinking about selling and your timing is within the next year or two, well, you might be better off now. And the whole thing is just call me. Let's talk through it and figure out, okay, tell me your age. Tell me what you're thinking about. Tell me where you're going. I just had a client yesterday. She's, I don't know, maybe 57 and, you know, divorcing and a lot of stuff going on. She's like, should I keep a 4,000 square foot home? My answer was no. I said, if the market changes, right, and you don't have time, okay, you have time, you're going to live for a long time, but you don't have time for another real estate cycle, right? I mean, you don't have time for it to go down and back up and then down and back up and again. I mean, you got to kind of be thinking those things through.
How long could that cycle be? I mean, you just mentioned this. That cycle can be 15, 20 years, 10 years, 5 years. How long are those cycles?
They're historically 7 to 10 years. So typically we're going to see, you know, a nice real estate move for 7 to 10 years. We start seeing a flattening, a correction. The corrections can be, most corrections are not like we saw in 2008. I don't want to tell anybody that I think we're going to have this ridiculous explosion down. I don't think that's happening, but a normal real estate correction, it's inevitable. I mean, we can't go up all the time.
Well, isn't that the overall idea for the economy and for how real estate works in our economy is to not sit at the top nor sit at the bottom, but try and find that middle ground for buyers, for sellers, for agents, for the economy as a whole.
Yeah.
You're hoping not to hit high highs, low lows,
right,
because it creates too much instability, right?
Correct. But what's happened in recent years, by recent years, like in the last 20 years, is because of the technology age and the information age, the variances are actually more than they've been in the past. So in the past, it took information a much longer time to get out to everybody, to where by the time most everybody knew we were in a real estate correction, we were already correcting our way back. Right?
I gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? Now it takes 90 days and everybody's in a lather that the market's going to come down, which makes it come down faster.
Is that,
same thing happens on the way up.
Is that a tech issue because the technology is so much more available and the communication process is so much more instantaneous?
Yes.
Kind of like news from, you know, a bazillion miles away.
Yes.
And you get that now instantly.
Yes, I believe that is a direct result of technology and information moving so fast that everything now, look at the stock market. It used to move in smaller extremes. Now everything is a bigger extreme. So that means what would have been a normal 3 or 4 or 5% real estate correction, I think the norm now is going to be a 10% correction.
Wow.
Well, hello.
Big swings.
That's a big swing. I mean, you got $1 million house, you got $100,000 correction, it's going to take you 5 years to get that back. You got to be careful.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you a question. This is going to integrate your faith into the real estate element because it just leads its way to it. And by the way, for those that are not like, wait, how do I get a hold of this guy? ThinkSam.com. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you miss that. It's Think, and then it's Sam, and then it's .com. And that number is 858-780-1-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. So here's my question. Because you are doing business, you're a Christian, you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God,
yep,
died on the cross, buried, 3 days later, rose again. So is that the right hand of the Father's coming again? Okay.
100%.
Yeah. How do you balance knowing that you want some people to sell at as good a point as they can sell, but then you also have to balance people buying at the best time they can buy? Because it seems like those windows I mean, to be in some kind of equal frame would be difficult because you got one person wants to sell and they want to sell at the higher percentage. One person wants to buy, they want to buy at the lower percentage.
Yeah.
And what you hope for, I think, is the balance, right? Is in the middle. But how do you
do that? It's a really easy answer because you don't buy a house for the short term. Okay. When you're buying a house, you're buying a house with the assumption you're going to be in it for 5 to 10 years. So whether or not, and you're buying a house for the reasons that you need to be in a place for a specific reason. Your family's growing or these things are happening. So there's a very different reason why you buy a house and a very different reason why you sell a house. Most people are selling, if you're selling a house because of the financial aspect, then you have to think about the cycles. If you're buying a house for the normal reasons people buy a house, meaning I need a bigger house or a smaller house, you shouldn't think about the market because you're not really exiting the market. You're just moving within it.
Ah, that's
making
really
sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. Okay. What are two questions then? And this is kind of good because we're getting into the deeper parts of things. What are some of the common reasons to buy a house besides expansion of family? By that I mean, do people buy houses and reduction of family? Do people buy houses because they are looking to create more stability? Because when you're renting, there's a sense where there's a little less stability in your mind. Even if you're not going anywhere, you don't know if the rent's going up, you know, it's changing. You know, it's got a lot of like volatility.
Yeah.
Can people buy? Do they buy houses for stability?
Sure, people buy houses because they're upsizing, they're downsizing, they want stability. People sell houses for the same reasons. They're moving up or down. People buy houses for investment purposes. There's all kinds of reasons to buy and sell real estate. That's why you need an advisor who you can sit down with and go, okay, here's why I'm thinking about doing it. And that advisor might say, like me being the advisor would say, maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't, or absolutely, you better, because this is really not a good idea, because here's why.
Gotcha. All right, so what are some of the wrong reasons to buy a house? And we've talked about this before, but it's been a while, because I think some people, I'll try and say it carefully. Some people think, well, if they don't buy a house, they're not a success, or there's some kind of status failure because they didn't buy a house.
Yeah.
And that doesn't seem to me to be a reason to buy a house.
That's a terrible reason to buy a house.
Right, isn't that ridiculous? Yeah. So, I mean, do people buy, do they tell you, it's the American dream, so the only way I can identify with it, or, you know, I want to prove to my dad. it's terrible, but it's
from
like
time to time,
that.
Yeah. You know, from time to time, you'll get people say, "Well, you know, we're making money. We just got married, and here's what we're doing." And sometimes I'll go, "Yeah, but didn't you just say that your job, you might be going to Boston? You're not quite sure." Then, but why would you buy a house right now in San Diego when you're telling me that you might be relocated to Boston? Why don't you just wait it out, figure that piece out first, get yourself stabilized before you just run out and buy a house? The worst reasons to buy or sell a house, especially for the normal person, is by doing it because you think you're timing it, right? I got this figured out. We're at the least favorite thing I like to do is when someone says, "I'm selling," and I say, "Why?" "Because, Sam, we're at the top and I'm going to cash out." If that's the only reason, then I say, "Okay, well, but where are you going to live?" "Well, I'm just going to rent." I say, "Well, what if you're wrong?" Okay, and the market keeps going up, right? You're not going to like that feeling. If someone says, "Hey, I feel like I'm at the top, Sam, plus I'm 72, I'm moving to Florida to live with my kids." If there's other factors other than we're just
got
at
it,
the top,
yeah.
I'm going to say, yeah, this is probably the right move for you.
Right. So it really does take meeting with somebody who understands the full parameters of why you sell, why you don't sell, you know, why to downsize, why to expand. I mean, you really need to talk to somebody who knows this more objectively, because don't people typically, it's based on feeling and impulse that they start this whole process?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah, and they sometimes go through the whole process with just feeling an emotion and not a lot of logic.
Yeah.
And that's where they need me to kind of keep the even keel.
Keep the even part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You got the rudder part going on,
yep,
so that the ship doesn't go around in circles.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a short break and then come back. Two things I want to tell you. ThinkSam.com. That's the website. Plus his phone number, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. One Sam. We're going to take a short break and come back, talk a little bit about faith, because we love to do that as part of our process. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about the steps you can take to get a Bible club up and running in your school.
You need to make sure that your school officials are abiding with the law. And that means if these groups, you know, and they could be sponsored by a church, your church could be a part of chartering a Good News Club in your community. You know, a Good News Club has all the details that you need in terms of how to do this legally and appropriately. And you go and you meet with the school officials and say that you would like to make this available to the students after school hours. And if they allow any other group, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, or it'd be Cub Scouts, or any other group that would meet in the school and be able to interact with the students, they have to let the Good News Clubs in.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. Religion comes in many forms. Almost every conceivable belief or behavior has been incorporated into some religious system at some point in time. But essentially, there are only two religions in the world: human achievement and divine accomplishment. The religion of human achievement says you can please God by your own merits and earn your salvation. The religion of divine accomplishment says you must trust in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. That's the way of the cross, the narrow way, the only way. You can't earn your way to heaven because Jesus Christ has already paid the price. You must simply trust in Him and rejoice in His provision. This is John MacArthur praying you are continuing to be portraits of grace.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, hanging out with Sam Rasul.
Send him to Sam.
Love that. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM. I'm going to tell him something he doesn't know. So you had this opportunity to work with Steve Wheeler from Whitefields Ministries.
Yes, I did.
We had you on the show with you and Steve Areno, and whitefields.org, for those that don't know. And Sam was a big contributor to a project that Steve has been working on in one of the countries that he's working on. I think it's the Uganda country,
Uganda,
where you helped pay for the roof that collects water.
Yeah.
Well, Steve came on this last week. When did he come on? He came on Friday? I think it was Friday or Thursday. Thursday. He came on Thursday, and we mentioned what you did. And then we asked the audience to help us with the well that goes with the roof, and the audience paid for the well that is attached to the roof. So now the roof that collects water that goes into the well, they paid for the bricks. So now it's all attached, and somehow through San Diego, we've kind of put a little mark there in Uganda at that church.
So let's just repeat this process over and over. And it's really simple. Someone you know is going to buy or sell a house. Just have them do it through me. I'm going to donate $3,000 to $5,000 to make that happen for a well. It's a win-win.
Isn't that great?
It's just amazing.
Isn't that a fantastic? If you thought 5 years ago, I'm going to be planting seeds in a place where they're going to collect clean drinking water so that they can all not use cesspool water and they can be amongst Christians and they can share the gospel. You'd be like,
Steve sent me an email about it. And he's like, my email response was, let's build some more roofs.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I mean,
you
it's simple.
All right. I want to tell you that, let's talk about you we got about 4 minutes. We got to kind of watch our time.
We'll make it quick.
Okay. Your niece's wedding.
Yeah.
You went to your niece's wedding. Isn't that a Muslim wedding?
Yeah. Well, so you know how I like to kind of share some of my life a little bit with you guys. So, It's a surreal experience, and every time, you know, my family knows I'm Christian, but when I go into their world, you know, her wedding, I mean, it was Muslim. I'm talking, there's 1,000 people there. Just imagine being in a dinner reception with 1,000 people and knowing you are most likely, if not for sure, the only believer in the building.
Yeah, wild.
Man, it's just
wild.
It's really surreal. It's like, and just stuff going on, and just you hear them talking to, you know, Muslim prayer, and they're singing and dancing, and, you know, waving the Palestinian flag, and I'm Palestinian, and then, you know, the other side of me, you know, feeling a love to the Jewish people that it's surreal.
Wow,
it's surreal.
Did you when you leave a situation like that? I know you're thanking the Lord, but does it reinforce your faith, or does it challenge you because of the distance between you and family?
No, it reinforces. I hate to say it is. I go into it with a very clear understanding of what I'm getting myself into, and I already know I'm an outsider. You know, but I just go into it with a love for my sister and her family, and I don't bring anything. I don't bring any judgment or bring any preconceptions. They don't bring anything on to me.
But that's good.
But it's the people that are around the boy. I just sit there sometimes. I think, what if I just stood up right now and said, said, I'm a follower of Christ? You know, how many of them would, you know, reach up and just, you know, I'd be on the ground getting beat up probably.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, most likely.
And I'm not kidding.
There's an understanding your family has of your faith. They don't agree, but they understand it. If they, the fact that she even invited you is a step of witness.
Well, it's funny because, you know, I'm the only one from my direct family to be at the wedding too. So all of her siblings, all of her kids, all 7 of her children saw the one uncle come from San Diego to Chicago to attend her Muslim wedding, who they know is the Christian uncle.
Wow.
Nobody else
showed up.
That's
a great testimony.
Right? Nobody else showed up.
Excellent testimony. We got about a minute left. I just want to hit up on this one thing.
Sure.
ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM. Just remind people about the program where you help people who are trying to sell their house, but maybe they don't have a front door and the chimneys on the ground.
Thank you for asking about that, because it's a great program. We've been doing a lot of it lately. It's the Fix It program. Okay, so you're gonna sell your house. It needs carpet. It needs paint. It needs landscaping. It needs $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. You know this, David, and you have testimony. I literally will fund from a reserve account that I use. If you don't have the money, don't take it on a credit card. Don't pull out of a 401k. I'll front the money. We'll do those fix-ups for you. I'll get reimbursed equally back at close of escrow. I don't charge any interest. I don't charge any extra fees for it. There's no inflated commissions. It's just an even return. The house sells faster. I get paid. Everybody wins.
Excellent. I mean, it's an excellent, excellent program. And I just love that people would take advantage. Because, you know, when you sell that house, boy, that first impression people see on that
makes
house.
Makes a big difference.
Right. If it's a
makes
lousy
a
first
difference.
Impression, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to get people upset at me, although I'll get the emails later. But it's okay.
Send them
lousy,
to me. I'll take care of it.
It's like a lousy first date. Come on. It's got to have some, you know, connectability.
You
got to
put some makeup on and lipstick. We got to do the thing.
You have to do the right things to make it happen. Mm-hmm. All right. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1 Sam. Excellent job again, my
friend. Thank you, my friend. I'll see you soon.
You got it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.